Okay, today we're continuing in Parak Agla Rufa in Sota Parak Tes, and today we are learning Mishnah Yos Vav and Zayin. So Mishnah Vav tells us Zikne Yosir Rochsin Asidayim B'Mayim. The Zikneim of that city would wash their hands in water B'Makom Arifa Shel Egla, at the very place where they did the Arifa of the Egla. Omrim Yadenu Lo Shavcha Sadam Azeh Ve'Neinu Lo Ra'u, and they would say, we didn't spill this blood, we didn't kill this guy, we didn't see what happened to this fellow. V'Chiyal V'Atenu also Zikne Bezin Shavcha Dam. Why would they have to say that? Do we think for a moment that the Ziknei Bezin are murderers? Why do they have to say that we didn't kill the guy? What they're saying is, we didn't encounter this fellow and let him go on his way without feeding him, because that could, if you don't take care of someone, so people see when a person is a loner and he's not being taken care of, and that makes him very vulnerable to attack, because they know that no one's going to care, so by not showing proper care, it left him vulnerable to attack. We didn't see him and let him go without escorting him, because there's a mitzvah to escort people. And again, it's the same idea. So they're saying, we didn't even we weren't even shofich dam in a grumma kind of way, where we did something that would have led to his shvichas damim. Obviously, no one has a hava mina that they did actual shvichas damim. V'akonim omrim, and the kohanim would say, kaper liyamcha Yisrael asher padisa Hashem, have kapar Hashem should be mechaper for the Jewish people that Hashem redeemed. And we shouldn't blame innocent people for the spilling of blood. They don't have to say the next pasuk, which is, but rather Ruach HaKodesh would inform them that when you do this eglarufa hadam ischaper lehem, then the avera of that murder, of that person's blood, is atoned for. So the Jewish people are automatically going to be forgiven. So even though they said it wasn't their fault, the Kohanim daven for Mechila anyway, because to some degree everybody is responsible for what happens to other Jewish people. Moving on to Mishnah Zayin. Let's say we find the murderer before we do the avifas egla, before we decapitate the baby cow. So what do we do with that cow? We let it go graze with the rest of the flock. It goes back to just its regular life as a cow, even though we had initially thought it was going to be an egla rufa. If we already did the avifa of the egla and then we find the murderer, so we bury it on the place, on that very location where we had decapitated it. That's true not only of this Egla Rufa, every Egla Rufa is buried where it's decapitated. The point is that it remains an Egla Rufa. Shal Safik Basa Mitchilasa. Whenever we bring an Egla Rufa, it's always because we don't know who the murderer was. So there's always the possibility that we'll find the murderer. So Kipras Fekaval Chola. So the function of the Egla Rufa is to be Mechaper for the Safik. And so it did. It was Mechaper for the Safik until it became a Vaday. And then once it became a Vaday, now we have to go on and deal with the Vaday, but it's still an Egla Arufa. Nerfa Egla V'achar Kach Nimtza Horeg. If the Egla Arufa happened and then we find the murderer, Harezi Yaharig, we still deal with the murderer, meaning just because the Egla Arufa happened doesn't mean that the Kapara took care of him, you know, and Kapara was achieved on behalf of that guy. That's what the Bartanur points out. It says in the end of the Parsha of Egla Arufa, V'ata Tevar Hadam Naki Mikirbech, you still have to take care of the Dam Naki, of the innocent blood that was spilled, so we still have to take care of the murderer on top of that. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Vav, we said that the Zakenim of the ear would wash their hands with water in the place of the Arifa Segla, and they would say, we didn't spill this blood. So the Mishnah explained, no one thinks they spilled the blood, but maybe they did things that would have led to his vulnerability, like by not providing him with food or with escort. And the Kohanim would say that Hashem should give a kapara for the Jewish people. And then in Mishnah Zayin, we said that if you find the murderer, so if it's before we actually do the Arifa Segla, so the Egla goes back to being a regular Egla. If it's after we did the Arifa Segla, so then the Egla is really an Egla Rufa, and you bury it in its spot. But even so, when we find the murderer, we still have to deal with the murderer. We still need to take care of that issue of punishing the murderer. So Bezrom, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Tes, Mishnayos, Ches, and Tes.